They really start out as children. Ged, the female character from Tombs of Etuan, Tenar, and Aaron in the first three books physically and emotionally grow up in these books. And that's the theme that you see in children's literature, that in fact you don't see so strongly in Narnia, because Lewis tends to pull the characters out of the world as soon as they start to grow up. Peter and Susan stop being able to come back, and then Edmund and Lucy stop being able to come back. So once they get to, like, even teenage years, they're gone. However, in Susan Cooper's The Dark is Rising and Lloyd Alexander's The Chronicles of Prydain, there's a strong focus on growing up, which we're going to see later on in the incredibly popular Harry Potter books, which are a little bit beyond the scope of this lecture, which I'm going to mention towards the end. Susan Cooper's The Dark is Rising sequence, a five-book sequence that's Oversea Under Stone, The Dark is Rising, Green Witch, The Grey King, and Silver on the Tree, is probably the most Tolkienian of all the children's fantasies. Cooper took classes with Tolkien at Oxford and was inspired by him in that sense, and she learned a lot about British folklore and Welsh and Celtic materials and Anglo-Saxon. But also, when I recently interviewed her, she pointed out that she just made a lot of stuff up. And that's really important, because too many times we critics get into source hunting rather than acknowledging that, especially in fantasy literature, the author's own invention and imagination is really important. So it's important to note that Cooper just made some stuff up, and it was very powerful and effective. Cooper has two sets of protagonists. The first are the Drew brothers and sisters, Simon, Jane, and Barney, who are the major protagonists of the first book, Oversea Under Stone, who don't show up in the second book, The Dark is Rising, and then are also in the third and the last book. But in her second book, Cooper develops her really, really interesting protagonist. This is Will Stanton, who on his 11th birthday wakes up to discover that he's not just a human being and the seventh son in a very, very large Buckinghamshire family, but that he's also an old one, a member of a circle of immortal beings who make up what's called the light, a Manichaean opposition to the dark, the evil. You can guess who's the good and who's the evil. The light is good, the dark is evil. And Will Stanton is the last member of the circle of old ones to be born. This is a really interesting situation that Cooper comes up with here, because Will Stanton has this doubled sense. He's the youngest child in the family, and so he has to act like a youngest child. At the same time, as he comes into his gifts as an old one, he has enormous power, great knowledge, and immortal life. And Cooper tries to have both of these things work in the stories with varying degrees of success. Cooper's quests are unlike Tolkienian quests in that her characters are going out to find stuff rather than to throw it away. The first book is about finding the Holy Grail. The second book is about finding these numinous signs of light, a circle quartered by a cross made of wood, bronze, iron, water, fire, and stone that Will Stanton must find at different places and different times, different centuries, around his Buckinghamshire village. The third book is about the discovery of whatever little secret message was written on the Grail from the Green Witch, a kind of fertility deity that's being thrown into the ocean in Cornwall. The fourth book is about discovering a golden harp, and the fifth book about getting a crystal sword. These books are quite a bit darker and more frightening, also a bit more well-crafted, than the books by Lewis.